says to the Pharisees, you know, if you say you see, therefore your sin remains. You say we hear, therefore your sin remains. If you did not hear, if I had not come and spoken these things to you, you would not have sinned. But because you see, because you hear, because you know, because I spoke to you, you now have sin. He says this in a number of different places. I believe one of them is around John 11, somewhere in there. I can look it up for you. But clearly, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God is what we call hyperbole. It is making a general point, and it's probably a very, very general point. And if there was only one counter example, I think it would still be fine to say all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But again, it's a good general maxim, but scripture itself tells you it doesn't apply to everyone because it's not going to apply to babies. Babies don't sin, but they still are born in sin. They are born with original sin, this fallen human nature.